Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Chair. We appreciate the opportunity to comment on paragraphs 16 to 20. And we would also like to react a little bit to some of the comments that were made by previous speakers yesterday. First, on the paragraphs 16 and 17, we can support the proposal made by Austria, which was echoed just now by South Korea, to return to these paragraphs at a later stage in the week to determine whether we sufficiently elaborated on possible measures. We think we can be flexible on these paragraphs, but we do see the value of expressing in the report that we intensified our discussions because we feel that that is indeed an accurate reflection of the discussions in March, and we trust that the delegations in the room will proceed this week in that constructive spirit. Regarding paragraphs 18 and 19, as we noted in an intervention in March, our delegation is positive to include a functional definition of autonomous weapon systems, as you have put forward in the draft report. We very much appreciate and echo the comments made by the distinguished delegate from Pakistan on this point yesterday. As we understand our discussion, the distinguishing factor of the weapon systems we are discussing here are their autonomous functions. So, and the advantage of a technologically neutral approach to autonomous weapon systems is that it is robust and future-proof. And such an approach would prevent us from prohibiting existing weapon systems with some autonomous features which have proven to be fully compliant with IHL, whilst we can also apply it to future weapon systems. One other point, and that was made by previous speakers yesterday, regarded the formulation that we should use to express the rules or principles, requirements or obligations or prohibitions and regulations of IHL. Of course, states have different obligations under international humanitarian law, simply because not all states have ratified the same treaties. But we feel that regard to the conduct of hostilities and the use of weapons, customary international humanitarian law mostly bridges the difference between the obligations that are binding on the CCW states. So our delegation suggests that this group is not the place to have an in-depth discussion about the possible difference between different legal norms, such as requirements, rules, and principles of IHL. And therefore, our delegation can support the formulation in paragraph 18 of the draft report that refers to IHL rules and principles. We feel that it would simply be unfortunate if this point would be hindering us in our discussions this week, and we are convinced that it doesn't have to. Thank you, Mr. Chair.